Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. Scare Track is a podcast featuring three scare enthusiasts who discuss the crazy world of scare entertainment. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 47 of the Scare Track podcast. We have a mini on-location episode today where we speak to the one and only Miss Kate Monroe. Kate Monroe is a very well-known face and body painter here in the UK, and I was lucky enough to get painted by her my very self. We chat just a little bit about her time in the scare attraction industry, her reaching the finals of the Nix Awards, and how you guys can book her for your scare attractions. Before we get into our feature section on today's mini episode, we have some big news. You may have seen it on our social media, and now we can make it official. The Frequent Fear podcast, the other UK-based scare attraction podcast, is jumping onto the Scare Track network. That's right, you'll be able to find Frequent Fear episodes, past, present, and future, uploaded on the Scare Track podcast feed. Frequent Fear released this information on their social media and said, "We are very proud, excited, and happy to announce that the Frequent Fear podcast will now be broadcasting on the Scare Track podcast network." Yes, you read that right. We are joining forces with the original UK scare entertainment show, so you can find all your spooky attraction needs in one place. Very exciting that they're joining us. We're still going to be two completely separate shows. However, the Scare Track feed will just be hosting the Frequent Fear podcast, so you can catch our show and their show all on the same feed. Give us a little bit of time to get all their archived episodes up, but it's very, very exciting nonetheless. Speaking of the Frequent Fear podcast team, the Scare Track team recently visited Fraternity, the alone sort of semi-extreme attraction that was run by the Frequent Fear podcast team. We'll be discussing Fraternity on the show very soon with Lee and the guys, but for now, just head back to our Facebook page. You can see the photos of how we left the attraction. We were both very wet and very half naked, but it was really enjoyable, so we can't wait to talk about that in the coming weeks. The news is now coming thick and fast for the 2017 season, and unfortunately it's come at the time that myself and Hannah are actually moving house and Sean has started a brand new career. So internet connections and schedules are all a little bit over the place at the minute, so please bear with us, and in the meantime please be sure to continuously just check out our social media for all the up-to-date news and rumours within the UK scare attraction community. We'll have the return of news and rumours, listener feedback and spooky movie discussions when all three of us are back together in the studio with a good new internet connection. But for now, that's enough of me waffling. We'll take you back to July 24th, 2017, where I was with face and body painter Miss Kate Monroe.
You're listening to
Hello Scare Track fans, we have, like I said in the studio, a little bit of a different show today, a bit of a mini show. I am here, I've had a nice little road trip, 5 minutes from my place of work, because I'm at Casey's Cordonley Hall in Telford, which is literally 5 minutes from my job, which was perfect. We're here for the Telford Face and Body Paint Bash thing, whatever it's called. Basically, we're here in Telford, where there's loads of face painters and body painters, and all lots of different stores where you can get all the basic, all the face paints you seem to need to be able to, and more. You may hear that lovely voice next to me. I'm here with the Miss Kate Monroe. Kate, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a bit nervous because I'm winging this
thing today, and I don't have any idea what I'm painting. So
that's a good point. We still don't know. I've been roped into this by Kate to be a model. Thankfully, you can thank me for not doing the full body today. No one wants
Although
to see that.
There's lots of ladies here that would like to see that, apparently.
Well, they need to buy a more expensive ticket. I'm going to be modelling my face for you today, Kate. So Kate's going to be working all the airbrushes and all that. There's so many paints and so many brushes I can see.
That's just a fraction of what...
So that scares me a little bit. But I'm really excited. But yeah, we're not entirely sure what you're painting me as yet.
No.
We need to figure that out.
Yeah, because I think everyone's waiting for it to start soon. And I'm just like...
Let's figure something out.
Don't know.
We'll have a think.
We'll make it up as we
go.
Yeah,
we'll have a think. It started off as a goblin and it turned out as a witch. Who knows? We'll see how it goes. So what we're going to do, we'll just record a little bit throughout the time we're here today. We'll speak a little bit more to Kate. Kate, you've been on the show before, but that's a lost show in the archives of Scaretrack. So let's bring all our old listeners and new listeners from across the pond. Hello, you guys. Let's tell them a little bit more about Miss Kate Monroe. So I met you probably about 5 years ago now at Screamfest Burton.
Time has flown.
It's gone a little bit crazy, hasn't it? You were basically brought into Screamfest to do that huge, awesome mural. Thank you. That was outside of Soul Seekers.
Indeed I was.
And it was pretty damn awesome. And I also understand you actually decorated and themed a lot of Soul Seekers itself.
Yes.
With Sambot.
Me and Sambot, we pretty much did all of the painting that goes in there, the blood splatters. We had so much fun in the bathroom. Now that sounds really weird, but we really did. We flung ourselves up at the walls and everything, and yeah, it was great. It's like one of my kind of favourite achievements, I think.
Awesome. We love it. Soul Seekers was definitely one of our favourites that year, and it's been a favourite since. I think they're getting two new attractions this year, so it might be the end of Soul Seekers, unfortunately. Yeah.
I hope they keep my mural somewhere, though.
That mural is beautiful. If anyone hasn't seen it, we'll link it to our show notes. There's going to be loads of photos on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook and websites and whatnot, obviously we'll chat to you a little bit more, Kate, but if anyone's listening to this now and thinking, you know what, I want to see what Kate's done today while we're speaking, I want to know what she's done in the past whilst I'm listening to this podcast, how can they see all your stuff?
My website is www.misskatemonroe.co.uk. I'm also on Facebook, which is facebook.com/misskatemonroe. And we're going through a bit of a theme here. So Instagram is at misskatemonroe.co.uk. There we go.
Awesome. Easy to find, Miss Kate Monroe. Awesome. So I think we're going to get started. And throughout, we can ask Kate a couple more questions on how she managed to get so pretty big in this industry. I'm going to say, you walk through the door and they're all on their knees praying to you. Well, okay, it wasn't quite that, but the DJ just keep announcing your name and everyone's quite excited to see your demo.
I wasn't expecting that at all, so I feel like I'm probably going to be shaking when I start painting because all eyes are only going to be on it, and I'm just like, really should have prepared something, but...
Well, I've prepared by shaving my first wet shave for the first like 2 or 3 years, so I'm ready my end, Kate, so it's just up to you to bring it to the table now.
Gosh, the pressure is on.
The pressure is on. The pressure of
a
airbrush.
Let's get this thinking cap on.
Right, let's have fun. See you in a bit, guys.
And the name on everybody's lips today is none other than Miss Kate Monroe.
Miss Kate Monroe!
See how I'm building you up here, Kate.
Kate's famous at this jam.
Dearie me.
And she's doing some airbrush techniques over here on her male model. And please go and have a look. She is doing the demo throughout the afternoon. Go and see, maybe learn some tips and tricks so that you can incorporate them in your daily use as well. Add another string to your bow. Different things, learning different things obviously going to help you along.
The only reason I recorded is because last time he said attractive male model. He didn't say it this time.
What a shame.
Right then, guys. So we've not long started my face painting here at the Telford Jam. And Kate, what are you using on me exactly?
I'm using airbrush. So we're using water-based airbrush paints. and
it tickles.
Yeah.
It tickles. And a lot more scare attractions, I noticed, are using airbrushing nowadays.
Are they? See, I remember when I was at demoed at ScareCon a few years ago, I had lots of people interested. So hopefully that inspired some of them.
I think so, definitely. Because I've noticed over the last few years, working at attractions as well, years ago it was all sponge and brushes. Mm-hmm. But for speed, now when a place has got like 50 to 100 actors and you've got to get them all ready within an hour, airbrushing is, you've got to have the skills, but I hear it's much faster.
Yeah, definitely. So when Twisted Attractions did their last press night, actually, for the Terra Farm, was it?
Yes, in Cambridge.
I went and helped them up on the first night because they had so many actors to get ready. And I was like, right, I'm bringing my airbrush, I'm going to help you. And got my airbrush out. It's not as detailed as what we're doing here today, but if you can just really quickly get a really quick base down, really very speedily get a really good blended contour and shadows and highlights, and we were like literally what there was I was mainly doing the detailed stuff when I helped out the Twisted guys, and what would take you forever to blend using a brush and sponge takes literally seconds. It's just literally a blast there for the contour, blast there and then the shadow, and you can literally get an actor done within 5 minutes with a basic kind of
perfect,
really well blended contours and highlights and stuff. So definitely, it's really handy for scare attractions in that way.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. So we're going to do a little bit more face painting. We'll chat to Kate in a little bit later. Any scare attraction owners that I know listen to the show, Kate's definitely the person to ask when it comes to makeup and artistry, when it comes to getting your scare actors ready, looking awesome, but nice and quickly as well. We know we don't always have plenty of time, but we've got loads more to talk about. You were at an award ceremony not long ago, so we'll talk to you about that a little bit later. Obviously you've done some scare acting as well, which is what we love to hear. So yeah, I'm gonna carry on getting my face painted and we'll chat to Kate a little bit more a little bit later. Right then, so we're nearly finished on the one side of my face now. We're sort of doing a half and half, aren't we, Kate?
Yeah, I think so.
Which is cool. I keep getting lots of people looking at my face saying it's good, so I don't want to see it till the end. Listeners, if you want to see it, just head back to our social media on July the 23rd today? 24th. Head over to July 24th on our Facebook page. You'll be able to see the photos. So you've just been airbrushing me with a few different colours. What I notice now, you have... I mean, you just stabbed me in the eye. No, you didn't stab me in the eye. I just don't like my eyes touched. So now you're using something else. You got a brush.
Yeah.
And what face paint are you using now?
We are using Chameleon body paint. So Mikey says that he has only ever used Snazaroo. I would recommend...
Snazaroo's amazing.
No, it is not. If you want something that's going to last a bit longer, then you need to go for something a bit better quality than Snazaroo. Snazaroo is good for bases, so for like white bases, I still use it a lot.
I'm great at bases.
But for black and white detail, and so especially if you're adding any lines or anything like that, Snazaroo is horrendous, and I probably shouldn't say that because...
They're selling it here.
Yeah, but
it has its purpose.
It has its purpose.
But for
it's
your
more
purposes,
kind of, if you are going to look at wanting some really professional results at your attraction, if you're just using Snazaroo, like I said, it's good for white bases, but line work is just, it just doesn't cut it, and it'll come off really easy, and it's really hard to work with. So I use Chameleon body paint. There's also various other brands like Diamond Effects, Global. There's endless brands, basically. And you will always get better black for line work and detail if you use one of those rather than Snazaroo.
Awesome.
So I'm waffling on a bit there, aren't
no,
I?
No, I like it. So don't go, if you want lines, don't go for Snazaroo.
Yeah.
We got it. Awesome.
But for bases, it's good.
Bases, Snazaroo, lines, posher
Chameleon
stuff. Chameleon. More expensive stuff.
Indeed, basically.
Awesome. Right, let's carry on transforming my face. Right then, guys, so we're still here at Casey's Cuddly Hall. I'm getting face painted by the Miss Kate Monroe. We've had lots of people, lots of fans of yours coming up to say hello. We finished the first half, which looks awesome. I've never been fond of my face, but right now, I like it. It looks so good. Makes me look slimmer. I quite like it. Thank you. I'm just going to keep it like this all the time. So, more about you, Kate. Obviously, you're here with your... obviously face painted today, but you've done body art and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And you were recently at the Nyx Awards.
I was indeed. I made the top 10.
Top 10 in the Nyx Awards. That's pretty damn impressive. Now, for any of our scare enthusiast listeners who aren't sure who Nyx are, explain a little bit. What is
Well, they're a makeup brand. They're like the Face Awards in the UK. It's only in its third year. It's still quite fresh and new. In America, it's massive and like everyone's heard of it pretty much, so it's quite a big deal really. They've got the flagship store now in the Westfield Stratford shopping centre. Cool. And they're almost taking over everywhere.
Wow.
So the winner, if I had won, which I didn't win unfortunately,
top 10
still good though, but the winner's kind of, she's going to be like part of their Halloween campaign and everything throughout. Wow. The stores and on their promo in all boot stores and everything like that, so would have been nice, but next year.
Yeah,
it's always next year.
And I know a lot of our listeners did vote for you, so we'll
Thank
make sure
you.
We do the same again next year. But you still went to the awards in a nice hotel. It looks pretty glam.
Yeah, it was amazing. Literally felt like a celebrity. Like, they put us up in a 4-star hotel. We walked in, we had balloons with our Instagram names on.
Nice.
We had this big bag that's right here. It's full of stuff.
Good
waiting on the
bag.
Bed. Biscuits with Nyx Face Awards all over them, and a £250 shopping voucher for the next day in the Westfield store.
Wow.
Which I don't know what else there is to buy because of the amount of stuff they sent throughout the whole competition. Like, I must have had over 2 to 3 grand's worth of makeup in total, which is
wow.
just insane. So even though I didn't make the top 5 or win, like, you
top
kind
10.
Of win anyway with how much they look after you.
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
Awesome. So it just goes to show how much you've managed to make an impact, not just on the scare industry side of things with your airbrushing and obviously creating attractions and even acting in attractions. You've acted
mm-hmm.
in, I know, Soul Seekers and a few Twisted
Indeed.
Attractions
yeah.
as well.
With you?
With me, yeah. We were in Twisted Attractions...
the facility.
Facility, that was a good maze.
It
love
was.
That one. So, yeah, Kate, thank you very, very much for inviting me here today.
Thank you for coming and modelling.
Thanks.
We've already shook hands on the fact that next year Mikey is going to body paint model rather
yeah.
than just face paint model.
He's going to
so
lose a couple more stone first.
I want that on record.
Okay, right.
Just so that...
You've heard it here
yep.
first, so I'm glad we're an audio podcast and we're not visual, because I would have lost a lot of listeners or viewers. So yeah, this time next year we'll be back in Telford at Casey's Cuddly Hall at the Telford's face and body paint
jam thingy. Yeah.
You know, definitely make sure you get here next year, because they have a cracking raffle at the end of it. And it's also a good place to get all your supplies. You bought some supplies as well.
Yeah,
today,
I was
Kate.
Quite good today. Usually it's very easy to get carried away at these things, because as an artist you see paint in lots of beautiful colours and you want it all. And I've been good. I only bought my essentials that I need. So
you've been a good girl. Perfect. I love it. So, Kate Monroe, thank you very, very much. Before we leave you, thank you everyone for listening to this nice little mini episode, a live on location episode. I love these ones. And just remind everyone how they can contact you. Maybe they want to book you to do scare actor face painting. Maybe they want to book you for all the other things. You do loads of stuff. What?
Well, I would actually like to get into teaching a little bit. So
yeah, people
I have
said
always,
that here,
yeah, like just walking know. Around the room, people have said, and I've always, like, I've done beginners face painting workshops with the Enchanted Village staff at Alton Towers, but I've always thought I would actually quite like to tap into, if anyone wants to kind of do a workshop on how to use airbrush within scare attractions, as a bit of a kind of, not an in-depth thing, not quite as extravagant as we've done today, but just I would really love to get into teaching those kind of things. So if anyone's interested in that, let me know. Or if you just want to look really awesome for Halloween, I kind of do very similar to what I've done here on Mikey today.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to do that, set up a little workshop at home and have drop-ins. So if you want to look awesome for Halloween, then just get in touch with me as well.
Awesome.
So yeah, misskatemonroe.co.uk on pretty much every social platform.
Kate Monroe, can't miss. We'll link it in our show notes as well. So Kate, one last time, thank you very, very much. And
thank you, Mikey.
I think we'll see you at October.
Indeed.
Awesome, thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to Scare Track.
So there we go. We hope you enjoyed this mini on location episode of the Scaretrack podcast. Like I say, please be patient with us whilst we organise the moving house and careers, etc. We will have all three of us back in the studio in no time. Remember to continue and send us your listener feedback. We'll read it all out on the next studio show. Just contact us via Facebook at facebook.com/scaretrack, or you can email us direct at scaretrack@gmail.com. Also, check us out on our other social media. We're on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. Just search for Scaretrack. Thank you also to the people who have recently bought some new Scaretrack merch. You can get yours today at www.smart-fx.co.uk. That's Scaretrack merchandise at smart-fx.co.uk. Whilst you're there, why don't you check out our brand new website with the slightly different address now of www.scaretrack.podbean.com. Before we go, just a reminder that soon the Frequent Fear podcast will soon be available on the Scaretrack feed. And speaking of podcasts, go over and listen to the Return of the Living podcast. It's awesome and we love it. Guys, we're looking forward to the next show. So everyone, enjoy your summer and enjoy our intro and outro music, because this Halloween, the new season of Scaretrack podcast comes with brand new theme music created by YO30 Audio. We can't wait for you guys to hear it this Halloween. But for now, from myself and Hannah and Sean, stay scary, and we'll see you next time. Bye!